Now, if you disagree with this, by all means, let's debate it. But this really concerns me. I spent a lot of time at a leading Melbourne private hospital recently, visiting a seriously ill friend. As usual, the nursing staff stood out, caring, efficient, friendly, compassionate. So on Sunday, when I read this, it worried me. I don't know that it would apply to this hospital, but it's a Catholic hospital, and the Catholic Church has declared it may sack any staff who marry their same-sex partners if gay marriage is legalised. Now, that's not to say every Catholic hospital or school would take that approach, but they may. The Archbishop was reported the weekend saying the church could sack teachers, nurses, or other employees if they enter a gay marriage. Archbishop Hart said they are expected to uphold Catholic teachings and that hiring and firing would be dealt with by local people. It made me wonder whether they employ divorced people or people who use contraception or such things, or people who perhaps aren't Catholic. This is just so wrong. If gay marriage is legalised, and I hope it is, the staff may well be will be entitled to marry, and for the church to make a judgment on them because of that makes me shudder. Legally, you know, the church's entitled to. It's exempt from the anti-discrimination laws. But the nurses and doctors I've watched working over the past few weeks, including a very difficult day on Saturday, were superb, compassionate, Christian in their actions. I don't care who they live with, who they sleep with, who they marry. I don't care what colour they are, what their sexuality or religion is. If any of these people were to be sacked for marrying a same-sex partner, I think it'd be horrendously unfair and very sad. I thought any church was a place of understanding and compassion, and on my limited understanding, Christ cared about everybody, even gay people. Now, on many levels, the Catholic Church is struggling. The historically disgraceful cover-up of pedophiles, just moving them around to attack more victims, is part of it. The slowness of recognizing that evil and admitting it. The church has been under challenge for some time, despite many, many good people in it, including the Archbishop. I'm sure he's a very decent man. But if this happens, if gay marriage becomes legal and staff are sacked for marrying, I think the church will be taking another step towards its own destruction. I think it would be the totally wrong thing to do.